Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today, man?
Thank you for calling Vermeer, Wisconsin, West Salem location. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Press 2 for parts and arborist supplies, 3 for service and rentals, 4 for equipment sales. You may also choose 0.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well,
good afternoon, Vermeer. Kathy speaking.
Hi, Kathy. This is Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base with Greg Azian.
Greg?
Yeah.
We don't have a Greg here.
Oh, and I think it was John Willinger that I had a...
He's on the other line at the moment. So.
Is he? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to follow up with him. Is there a good email so I can send... Is it still Jay Willinger at Vermeer? Wisconsin.com.
Right.
How did you get that? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I called before. I was told to call today because I was told that he was going to be here.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's on the line at the moment, so.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. Yeah, I sent him an email. But I was just like, no, following up on an offer that we had sent out with
okay,
with
so,
him.
What kind of offer?
Yeah, well, based on the past financing that he did with I believe it's D-Lake Landon in 2011, that he's pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital. So I was just checking in, see if there was a need or not. If not, then I could just move along.
Well, I suppose, maybe if he didn't email you back, maybe he's not interested then. So I don't know what to tell you.
Is there any new projects or anything coming up where he might need some financing that you know?
No, not really. No. So.
Okay. Is there? Well, maybe you can help me out. Is there a way of either getting a hold of you again and just making sure, see if there was a need or not, and then if not, so I can just take them off my list.
Well, like I said, there's no new projects in the works here. So, I mean, it's for financing. No, I mean, where are you out of?
Oh, we're right here in San Diego, California.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're way too far away.
You guys are in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We do the approvals online. It's just 24 hour. We let you know if you're approved in 24 hours, and we can fund the money in 48, depending on what you need or what you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're way too far away.
How's business been for you guys? Are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing fine. Yeah, we'd probably find somebody local or closer than you guys way out there. So.
Were you looking for a local bank, or you guys work with your local banks right now?
Yeah, we do that, yeah.
Yeah, we're not in the business to kind of compete with the banks. It's just a different source of funding for, just for people to kind of shop around. We're a lot better than the banks loan-wise. We loan more amounts because we base it off of sales depending on what they need. So typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of the top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So, uh-huh.
I see. Yeah. I can say there's no projects in the works here. So I mean, I don't know.
Any future equipment purchases? Any? Or in the works that you guys have been either some new machines.
We want to sell what we got on our lot until spring, of course, then.
How many more things you guys have to sell? Is it a lot?
Yeah. Well, we're not a big company.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How long you guys been in business?
Since 61.
That's 1961. That's still a long time. You guys have been doing really well for yourselves.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you guys have any plans for growth? For it to expand at all?
Well, we expanded, I think it was last year already. We have 4 stores.
4 stores? Is it in the same Wisconsin, or is it the same?
Yeah, we're all in Wisconsin. Yeah, we're all in Wisconsin. Yep.
Is it all the same business?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. What do you guys do for business? Are you guys just buying tractors and just flipping them?
No, we don't. No, we sell equipment.
Oh, you guys are vendors.
Industrial equipment. Yep.
Okay. So do you guys do just business to business or business to consumers?
Business to, And business to companies and municipalities and,
Okay, nice. Is it, like, who do you guys normally work with, like, to get them financed if they don't go through you?
We have a financial, one of the, I guess,
Right. Nice. Do they get them approved regularly? What do you guys do, like, if you guys don't?
I don't deal with it a whole lot, so.
Okay.
You're way too far away.
No, it's okay. Like, just in case, like, some, I understand, like, a lot of people have bad credits, and they don't get approved solely on because of their credit score, and then that's why we go based off sales. So if they can fund the money of, depending on how they did in sales, we can provide the funds. So just as long as you guys don't lose on opportunities, we can actually help fund that for you guys. And that makes your sales go up also. You don't lose people in the process of not getting them financed. So so that way you have my information. Like, is there an email maybe for yourself that you could just forward to John, or is it?
If I gave you John's email, he should have your info then.
Jay Willinger. Okay. And then do you know when he'll be available? Maybe we can run it through him also?
I don't know. Right now he's on the other line.
Is he? Do you want to just take down my information and just have him give me a call when he's done?
I can do that.
Okay, yeah, just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my name's Alfonso. My number is 858-252-1487.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of what?
Yeah, it's Bank of Cardiff. It's CARDIFF, like different.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, so Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, we're located in San Diego. But they can just apply. It's just a one-page application online. They can email it or fax it, however it's easier for them. And then we can let them know when they're approved in 24 hours and for how much. So that way you guys don't lose on the opportunities also.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I say you're San Diego. You're way too far away.
What would that does that constrict a lot of what, like,
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. We get closer people than way out. You guys way out there.
Yeah, but how do you guys normally get funded through whoever you guys normally go through?
Well, I.
What's their approval like?
I don't know. We have. Truthfully, I don't deal with it, so I probably shouldn't say but yeah, like I said, I don't deal with it all the time.
Yeah, well, my job is just to kind of help you guys getting them funded, so I'd love to do that for you guys, just in case some of the people that you work with don't. So if you could just run that by him, and then what's your name? Sorry, I didn't get your name. What was your name again? Sorry, you cut off.
I don't. Why should I tell you my name? Because I'm giving you a hard time.
No. Well, yeah. I'm like, you know what, John? You need to get rid of her. No. It's just, you know, I've been speaking with you for so long. You opened up, and then I'd like to, you know, say thank you.
Oh, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Yeah, if you could just run out through. I won't say anything bad about you. I promise.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Bye.
You have a great day. Bye. Bye.